That's what we need as a nation. We need blood. This is Chicago's Afternoon News. I'm Lisa Dent, Steve Bertrand, Mary Vandeveld. Kevin Powell is with us at the sports desk. And if you absorbed any news yesterday, you probably saw the headline that the American Red Cross declared its first ever blood crisis. Holly Baker knows something about that. She's with the Chicago Northern Illinois American Red Cross. How are you today, Holly?
Hi, I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
And what exactly do you mean when you say there is a blood crisis?
So we're experiencing a blood crisis because it's really been a sustained shortage that we've been seeing for months now. We've seen blood shortages in the past. We kind of expect them during certain times of the year, but this is a blood crisis because the shortage is just ongoing, probably because of this relentless pandemic. And it's really amazing to see just how bare the shelves have become. So there's a lot of compounding factors that have contributed to this, but what we really need is for everyone who's able to go out and roll up a sleeve and try to give blood.
And when the news broke yesterday, did you see an increase in volume of people who entered centers to give blood yesterday afternoon?
You know, it's great to see people turning up to give blood. I think we usually do kind of see a big interest in donating blood when people do find out we're seeing problems like this crisis. So yeah, we do actually see a little bit of a spike. And that's why we're asking for people to have a little bit of patience with us. If they go and try to make an appointment, can't get one for a few weeks. It's because a lot of people are coming out to try to give, and we're trying to keep up with making the appointments for everybody. So it really takes a big group effort to make it all happen.
Holly Baker is the Chicago and Northern Illinois Area Communications Manager for the American Red Cross. Are you the person responsible for getting the Red Cross itself put on the Ferris wheel at Navy Pier?
It's not just me. I can't take complete credit for it. But we're very happy and thankful that our friends over at Navy Pier put our logo up on the Ferris wheel and help us out and help get the word out as well. So it takes a lot of us together.
That's awesome. It was the first thing that I saw when I walked into the radio station today. It's very visible to all of Chicago, and it was just a nice nod to what you're trying to do. From 630, if you are fully vaxxed but you recently had COVID, how long do you have to wait to give blood?
Okay, so if you recently had COVID, we definitely want people to be waiting at least 2 weeks and, make sure that they're feeling really good. Make sure you're feeling healthy and well. That's the main thing. If we don't want sick people coming to try to give, because that's just not really safe for anybody. So definitely we need people who are feeling good, feeling healthy, feeling well. So definitely give it some time, at least 2 weeks, since you start feeling better, before you come out and give.
And like many other businesses and nonprofits, is the American Red Cross having staffing issues, or are you able to keep all of these centers staffed?
So the pandemic has had a lot of effects, including short staffing, and we have not been able to avoid that. We're just like everybody else having staffing issues, due to the pandemic. So that's another thing. We want people to have patience with us. Sometimes we're asking people to come out and give blood, but then sometimes our drives are getting canceled. So we still need people to try to make the effort. If you can, try to make the appointment, try to get there. If your drive gets canceled, try to go to a different one. But if enough people come out and start giving, we're going to be able to get through this. So that's what we're looking for, and what we're so grateful for all the people who want to help.
Yesterday, the American Red Cross said that there was only a one-day supply left. That's why we got Holly on the phone. She is the Chicago and Northern Illinois Area Communications Manager for the American Red Cross. When I read deep into the story, it said that the choice is up to doctors. When there is a shortage of blood, doctors are then faced with making the choice as to who gets it and who might not get it. Can you tell us about how that works?
Right. I mean, I definitely would not want to be in the shoes of the doctors having to make these tough decisions. We're there to help supply the blood. And right now we're having trouble keeping a one-day supply. Ideally, we would have at least 5 days supply. So if you think about how much blood we're short, it's a lot. And the effects are going to be felt by the people who need the blood, the people in the hospital, the people who are being treated for cancer, people who have sickle cell disease or other chronic illnesses. You know, even if a mother gives birth to a baby, sometimes she might need blood. And then there are trauma incidents, car crashes, all these things that somebody might need blood for. And then to not have it available can be a pretty scary thing and cause a lot of anxiety and unnecessary stress in an already stressful situation.
And what percentage of Americans actually give blood?
Well, we would love for it to be higher, but only about 3% of Americans actually give blood. That's pretty low. So if you're able to, if you're eligible, if you're healthy and feeling good, and you want to be able to help out something in a really significant way, if you want to help save lives, if you want to help give the gift of life to someone who could probably never pay you back, what a gift would that be? That would be amazing. So if you want to be somebody who helps out strangers, helps out your own friends and family, helps out the entire nation overcome something like this, find it in your heart to roll up a sleeve, give blood, go to redcrossblood.org, make an appointment, and help us get through this.
Holly, thank you. Thank you for joining us. And we hope that everybody hears your message and rolls up their sleeve.
Thank you so much for having me to talk about this important issue we're facing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.